of our prayer that we started in the morning, being the first Thursday of the month of March, the time that we have set aside to meet with the Lord in fasting and in prayers. Our theme for today, just like we started in the morning, is a prayer. Our theme is a prayer, and God will help us to pray today in the name of Jesus. And our theme is, oh Lord, send help from above, heal our land. Hallelujah. I want you to say it after me. Say, oh Lord. I want to say it as you mean it. Say it as you mean it, because it's prayer time. The Bible says there is time for everything, and we have come to seek the face of our God, and He will hearken to us today in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, send help from above, heal our land, and it will come to pass in the name of Jesus. Turn your Bible to Psalm 20. We start from there. And when we leave Psalm 20, we shall come to 2 Chronicles. We'll start our prayers from there. But let's look at Psalm 20. We're reading all the verses in Psalm 20. Hallelujah. The scripture says from verse 1, the Lord will answer you in times of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob will protect you. Hallelujah. He will send you help from His holy place and support you from Zion. He will remember all your grain offerings and look with favor upon your burnt offerings. He will give you your heart's desire and carry out all your plans. We will joyfully sing about your victory. We will wave our flags in the name of our God. The Lord will fulfill all your requests. Verse 6. Now I know that the Lord will give victory to His anointed King. He will answer him from His holy heaven with mighty deeds of His powerful hand. Some rely on chariots and others on horses, but we will boast in the name of our God. They will sink to their knees and fall, but we rise and stand firm. Hallelujah. And verse 9 says, give victory to the King, O Lord. Answer us when we call. Hallelujah. And the Lord will answer us tonight in the name of Jesus. And when we talk about help from above, you know, our prayer tonight is, Lord, send help from above and heal our land. Healing of our land is a response to the help that comes from above. Once help comes from above, the land will be healed. Amen. Help from above is help from God Himself. So when I say, oh Lord, send help from above, we are actually asking for divine help. Amen, somebody. We are asking for heavenly help. We are asking for timely help from the God of the universe. And it is my prayer today that this help will come our way as a people in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. There's never a time in the scriptures that God released help from above and there was no change. There's always a change whenever help comes from above. And God has never failed at any time to send help from above. And tonight will not be an exception in Jesus' name. Help will come for us as a people, as a nation, as individuals, as families in the name of Jesus. I've come to discover that everybody needs help. Hello, somebody. Every man needs help. Every nation needs help. Every king needs help. Every government needs help. Anyone you can think of here upon the earth needs help. Even the trees, the animals, they need help from above. Hallelujah. So everyone needs help. There's no level that you come to that you will say you don't need the help of God. If you grow to a point and you discover, or you begin to live as if you do not need help, That's what the Bible defines as a fool. You are living like one who is saying that there is no God. As long as there is God, you need help from him. But the Bible tells us that in John chapter 5, scriptures made us to understand that without him, we can do what? Nothing. Without God, we can do nothing. So we need help from the Lord. And help will come our way in the name of Jesus. Let's turn our Bible to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. That's one of the scriptures that the Lord laid in my heart. If we need his help, we must align ourselves and position ourselves for help. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. And the Lord says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will do what? We heal their land. Praise the Lord. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves. The humbling of self there is to acknowledge the fact that you cannot do without him. It's to acknowledge the fact that you need help. It's to acknowledge the fact that there's nothing you can do without him. And as a nation, our nation, Nigeria, where we are now, you don't need a prophet to tell you that we need help. In 2 Kings chapter 6, remember the time of the severe famine in the land, you know, when the land was besieged. At a time, the things became so worse that even these very particular women agreed to slaughter their children and begin to eat them. It was terrible. The Bible says that when the king got to know about it, he tore his clothes, he wore sackcloth, and began to mourn. But one statement the king made to the woman who cried out, the king said, what is the matter? And the woman told her everything. And the king said, if the Lord cannot help you, then there's nothing I can do. In other words, the king was telling the woman, what you need is the help of God. Even myself, as a king, I need help. Because the king was just moving around. Everything was on a standstill. The nation was dying gradually. Until the king had to cry out to the prophets. In fact, out of anger, he said, Elisha's head will not remain on his shoulder today. And that was why, if you go to chapter 7 of that 2 Kings, you see how God intervened in the situation of the nation of Israel and things turned around within 24 hours. So when God intervenes, when his help comes down, miracles will begin to happen. Praise the Lord. Let us also read Joshua chapter 5. Joshua chapter 5. We also see there that God had to send help to them. Let's look at verse 13 and 14. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, but as a captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servants? That was a captain of the heavenly army. Read other versions of the scripture. God sent that captain as help for the children of Israel to be able to break through Jericho and overcome. heaven. We have accounts in scriptures that God had to delegate an angel from heaven when Daniel prayed for those number of days, and it looks as if nothing was happening when the prayers were suspended. God sent the angel to deliver the prayers, the answers down to Daniel. So God will always send help. In Judges chapter 5, let's also read that scripture as we gradually prepare for prayers. Judges chapter 5, in verse 20. The Bible says, they fought from heaven. Judges chapter 5. They fought from heaven. The stars from their courses fought against Sisera. Hallelujah. God engaged the stars against Sisera and his armies. That is help from heaven, help from above that came to them. In Isaiah chapter 50, we'll also read that. Isaiah chapter 50. Verse 9. Isaiah 50, verse 9. I see in there. Surely the Lord God will help me. Hallelujah. Who is he who will condemn me? Indeed, they will all what? Grow old like what? A garment. The moth will what? Eat them. The Lord will what? Will help me. That's help from the Lord. And when the Lord helps you, the difference is clear. In 1 Chronicles chapter 12, we also read that. 1 Chronicles chapter 12. Verse 16. And there came on the children of Benjamin and Judah to behold unto David. And David went out to meet them and answered and said unto them, if you be come peaceably unto me to help me, my heart shall be knit unto you. But if ye be come to betray me to my enemies, seeing there is no wrong in thy hand, in my hands, the God of our fathers looked thereon and rebuked it. Then he speaking of Amasai, which was chief of the captains, and he said, thine are we, David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse, peace be unto thee, and peace be to thy helpers, for thy God helped thee. Then David received them and made them captains of the band. When the help of God came, men were provoked to join David in the battle. So men were attracted to join him. And that was the victory that God gave to him. So when help comes from the Lord, there is divine help. And the Almighty takes over our battles and begin to fight on our behalf. The Lord takes over our battle and begin to raise men. Sometimes the help he will send, he will raise men that will take care of the situations. Sometimes he will take it upon himself to fight from the heavens. He will take it upon himself to take charge of those things that have risen as obstacles. And when those things are taken away, testimonies will begin to be apportioned in the name of Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. And lastly, let's read Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 to 14. Isaiah 41, or verse 10. Don't be afraid, because I am with you. Don't be intimidated. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will support you with my victorious right hand. Everyone who is angry with you will be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be reduced to nothing and disappear. You will search for your enemies, but you will not find them. Those who are at war with you will be reduced to nothing and no longer exist. Verse 13. I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand and say to you, don't be afraid, I will help you. Verse 14. Don't be afraid, Jacob, you worm. You people of Israel, I will help you, declares the Lord, your defender, the Holy One of Israel. So God is willing to help us. And that's why It's our prayer tonight that we are calling upon him to send help. God is ever willing. He said, I am your defender. God has given us an open check to call for his help. And that's why David acknowledged in Psalm 121 that we read in the morning. He said, my help cometh from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. And he will send us help tonight in the name of Jesus. Let's stand on our feet as we begin to pray tonight, trusting God to send us help from his sanctuary. The Bible says, for vain is the help of man. I've told us that every man needs help. Every man needs help. There's no level you attain that you see, you will say you don't need the help of God. And there's no nation on the earth. Even all the nations of the earth currently are in trouble. The COVID-19 has not ravaged the entire earth, and anyone that will come out with a solution, you know, will be the center of attraction. Because every nation is crying for help. And God is the help of everyone that we acknowledge and recognize him. Begin to appreciate the name of the Lord because he has made himself available as our helper. He has made himself available as our helper. Say, Father, I thank you for you are my helper. Lord, I thank you because you are my helper. Begin to thank the Lord and appreciate him. Lord, I thank you because you are my helper. Lord, I thank you because you are my helper. Lord, I thank you because you are my helper. Take all the glory and all the praise. Blessed be your name. I magnify your name. Oh, we have a God that is always present. In Psalm 46, the Bible says he's a very present help in the time of trouble. Acknowledge him and give him praise. Say, Father, you're always present. You're always present. I give you all the glory. I give you all the praise. I magnify your name. You are my ever-present help. You are my ever-present help. You are my ever-present help. Take all the glory. Take all the praise. Be magnified. Lord, you are my ever-present help. Lord, you are my ever-present help. Lord, you are my ever-present help. I magnify your name. You are worthy of praise. Take all the glory. Take all the honor. All adoration be ascribed to your name. Blessed be your name forever, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are my God. You are my God. You are the eyes that used to dim. You are the key that opens the door. You are the owner of my soul. The most acquired I never consumed. Where shall I end up to you, Lord? I will bow down and worship your name. You are my God. You are my God. You are my God. You are my God. You are the eyes I used to see. You are the deep I opened my door. You are the owner of my soul. The most I bought and never was you. What shall I render to you, O Lord? Your name. You are the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I want to say this prayer after me. In the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus. We decree supernatural turnaround for our nation Nigeria. Open your mouth and begin to pray. In the name of Jesus. We decree supernatural turnaround. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we stand here as your people. We begin to decree supernatural turnaround in the name of Jesus. We decree supernatural turnaround by your mighty power in the name of Jesus. We decree supernatural turnaround. Let everything, Lord, by your mighty power begin to turn around for our good in the name of Jesus. Father, we decree supernatural turnaround in the name of Jesus. We decree supernatural turnaround in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, arise. We decree supernatural turnaround in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. in the name of Jesus. Let your peace reign upon the land. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let your peace reign upon the land. In the name of Jesus. Cause your peace to reign. Cause your peace to reign. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we disappoint the devices of the wicked against the well-being of this nation, Nigeria. Let's begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Begin to disappoint all the devices of the wicked against the well-being of this nation. As many who have plotted wickedness against this nation. Oh Lord, we disappoint their devices in the name of Jesus. Father, we disappoint their devices as men, Lord, who are working against the well-being of our nation. Lord, we disappoint their devices in the name of Jesus. Father, we disappoint their devices in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, arise and disappoint their devices in Jesus' name we pray. Ezekiel chapter 11. Let's read Ezekiel chapter 11. We are still praying for our nation, Nigeria. Ezekiel 11. Verse 1. By reading verse 1 and 2. Moreover, the Spirit lifted me up and brought me unto the east gate of the Lord's house, which looked eastward. And behold, at the door of the gate, 25 men, among whom I saw Jezaniah the son of Azor and Pelatiah the son of Benaiah, princes of the people. Then said he unto me, Son of man, these are the men that devise mischief and give wicked counsel in this city. We say, it is not near, let us build houses. This city is the cauldron, and we build the flesh. Look at verse 4. Therefore, prophesy against them. Prophesy, O son of man. We are going to pray. If you read that, the Bible says that as the son of man began to prophesy, one of these men died. We are going to prophesy against the men that devise mischief in this nation, Nigeria. They are men who have called themselves the Kabas, and they feel they can decide anything for this nation, and that will be it. We are going to prophesy against them and all their devices. Say, oh Lord, arise! Oh Lord, arise! And disappoint the devices of the men that devise mischief in Nigeria in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, as many who are devising wickedness, mischief in this nation, and giving wicked counsel, we prophesy against their devices in the name of Jesus. They will not stand. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 13. Look at what happened. And it came to pass, when I prophesied that Pelatiah the son of Benaiah died, then fell I upon my face and cried with a loud voice and said, Ah Lord God, will thou make a full end of the remnant of Israel? We want to prophesy, because the wicked must learn the lesson. In the book of Daniel, when the king Nebuchadnezzar learned his lesson, He now confessed, and I know that the God of the heavens rule in the kingdom of God, of men, and giveth it to whosoever he wills. He learned that the hard way. We are going to pray. As many who are devising wickedness, wicked counsel in this nation, Father, disappoint their devices in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Because if they are not disappointed, their counsel may affect you. Their wickedness may affect us. See, oh Lord, arise. Disappoint their devices. The devices of the men that devise mischief and give wicked counsel in this nation. Oh Lord, bring them to an end in the name of Jesus. Bring them to an end, Lord. Bring them to an end, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Bring them to an end, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Bring them to an end, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Bring them to an end, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Bring them to an end, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We're going to pray. Say, Father. Say, Father. In the name of Jesus. Send us help from above. That we bring about progress and development of this nation. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, send us help from above. That we bring about progress and development of this nation. In the name of Jesus. Father, send us help from above. That we bring about progress and development of our nation, Nigeria. In the name of Jesus. Father, send us help from above. In the name of Jesus. Father, send us help from above. In the name of Jesus. Send us help from above. That we bring about progress and development of this nation. In the name of Jesus. Father, send us help. Lord, send us help from above. In the name of Jesus. Father, send us help from above. That we bring about progress and development of this nation. In the name of Jesus. Father, send us help. Make sure you are praying. Lord, send us help from above. In the name of Jesus. 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 Father, send us help from above. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Obadiah 21. Obadiah 21. Let's have it. Verse 21. It has one chapter. Verse 21. Let's have it. ICT. Obadiah 21. Now, say then, saviors shall come to Mount Zion to judge the mountains of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord. Hallelujah. We are going to pray. The word saviors there has to do with deliverers, men that God will use to put things alright. We are going to pray. Say, let saviors arise for this nation. Oh Lord, my Father. Oh Lord, my Father. In the name of Jesus, let saviors arise in Nigeria that we rescue the soul of this nation. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Oh Lord, let saviors arise. And saviors arise. Ah, Father, let saviors arise from Zion. Ah, that we judge the nation, that the kingdom will be the Lord's. In the name of Jesus, save us. Lord, begin to raise them. Raise them. Let's save us arise. Let's save us arise. Let's save us arise. Let's save us arise. In the name of Jesus. Let's save us arise. In the name of Jesus. Let's save us arise. In the name of Jesus. Lord, say save us. From the east, from the west, from the north, to the south. Let's save us arise. In the name of Jesus. And save us arise. From Zion to rule the mountain of Israel, and the kingdom will belong to the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, arise and let saviors arise by your mighty move and by your mighty power. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now we're going to pray. again. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, arise and defend the oppressed in Nigeria, so that the land can be liberated from every form of injustice. Let's begin to pray. Say, Lord, arise, defend the oppressed, so that this land can be free from every form of injustice. Begin to pray. Lord, arise. In the name of Jesus, arise. Defend the oppressed in Nigeria, so that our land can be liberated from all forms of injustice. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Every form of injustice must come to an end. Lord, arise. Defend the oppressed. In the name of Jesus. 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 Lord, arise. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, we destroy every form of unrest in this nation. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in the name of Jesus, we destroy every form of unrest in Nigeria. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. In the name of Jesus, we destroy every form of unrest. In the name of Jesus, all our lives, we destroy. In the name of Jesus, every form of unrest. In the name of Jesus. Rabba da gaba sekerebo, rege da gerebo shikaba, zeke da gerebo suprayaba, zeke da gerebo shikaba. We destroy every form of unrest. In the name of Jesus, we destroy every form of unrest. In the name of Jesus, we destroy from the land every form of unrest. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. You are the Lord, you are my God. You are the eyes I used to see. You are the key that opened the door. You are the winner of my soul. No one that died and never was you. What I render to you, O Lord, I bow down and worship your name. You are the Lord. You are my God. You are the Lord. You are my God. You are the eyes I used to see. You are the key that opens my door. You are the winner of my soul. No one has more than never consumed. What shall I render to you, O Lord? I will bow down and worship your name. You are the Lord.
Now I need to pray. We have a group of men who have decided to be trading with the government because of what they have planned, what they probably in their own arrangement see as a business for them. They cannot carry the children at any time they like, and money will be given to them, and all of a sudden they say they have been released. They will use luxurious bus to be carrying children away. Luxurious bus that does not drive very fast like that, that even Okada that is very strong can pursue and get to. They will carry them to where we do not know. And before you know, they have brought them back. We are going to pray against these traitors. These traitors. We are going to bring their wickedness to an end. The Lord will trouble them. The Lord will trouble them. Joshua prayed when in his issue of Achan in scriptures. I say, the Lord troubled he, you that troubled Israel. You have brought this trouble upon Israel. The Lord troubled you. Yeah. What they need now is trouble, because they have gods. These people are doing this, they have gods. They are not afraid of a whole nation. They are not afraid. They can just enter and pick children and keep them somewhere and only demand for ransom. These people have gods, but I tell you the truth. God will smite them. God will smite them. In the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, arise. Bring the activities of these kidnappers to an end. In Nigeria, open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. In the name of Jesus. Lord, bring the activities to an end. In the name of Jesus. Bring the activities to an end. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, trouble them. Oh Lord, trouble them. Trouble them, Lord. Lord, trouble them. Lord, trouble them. Lord, trouble them. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, trouble them. Trouble them. Trouble them. Trouble them. In the name of Jesus. Lord, wherever they are now, we enter into their camp. We release the fire of God against them. We enter into their hideouts. Father, we release fire in the name of Jesus. Father, we take away their peace. We take away their boldness. That foolish boldness. That ghost that they have. The Bible says, the ghosts have not made the heavens and the earth. They shall perish from the earth. We take power from them. Whatever is giving them confidence, we take it away. Whatever is giving them confidence, we take it away. Whatever is giving them confidence, we take it away. In the name of Jesus. 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 Maragala Sekeregos. We take the power away from them. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm going to pray against their sponsors. All their sponsors who will judge them by passing judgment on them. Because their wickedness, the cry of the innocent, have got to the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. And he's sending them help. I'm going to bring their wickedness to an end. These sponsors, say, oh Lord, whatever is their source of power, we take it from them. We render them powerless. Whatever is giving them boldness to sponsor wickedness in the land. Whatever is giving them boldness to sponsor kidnapping in the land. Whatever is giving them boldness to sponsor killings in the land. We take power from them in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Say, oh Lord, we take power from them. Whatever gives them confidence in the name of Jesus, all power belongs to the Lord. We take power from them. Begin to take power from them in the name of Jesus. Take power from them.
Leaders. Yes. They will not let this nation move forward because the commonwealth is attacked by them. As many who are holding on to the commonwealth as if it's their property. The Lord will rescue this nation from their hands.
Say, oh Lord, my Father, in the name of
this nation from the hands of corrupt leaders. In the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus.
Rescue this nation from the hands of corrupt leaders. Likalabalakaba.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, cause a wave of industrial revolution. Cause a wave of industrial revolution in the land in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray. Lord, cause a wave of industrial revolution. We have every resource to cause a revolution. We have every resource to cause industrial revolution in this nation. Say, Father, do it your own way. Cause a wave of industrial revolution in this nation, Nigeria. In the name of Jesus, by your mighty power, cause a wave of industrial revolution. In the name of Jesus, cause a wave of industrial revolution. In the name of Jesus, cause a wave of industrial revolution. In the name of Jesus, cause a wave of industrial revolution. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, cause a wave of industrial revolution. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Can I hear you? Amen. There is something that makes me run into your presence, my helper.
There is something that makes me run into your presence, my helper.
My helper.
Yourself. In life, there are helpers that God must send on your way. In this life, there are helpers that God must send on your way in every aspect of life. No one can become anything by himself. For Joseph to become prime minister in Egypt, God positioned helpers on his way. He had to meet those two servants of Pharaoh in the prison for him to be connected to Pharaoh. You need helpers in this life. You are going to pray. Say, oh Lord. Say, oh Lord. Show me your kindness. Raise helpers for me in this period of my life. In the name of Jesus. I want to pray that prayer seriously. Say, oh Lord, show me mercy. It takes mercy for God to send the helpers into your life. Say, Father, show me loving kindness. Raise helpers for me in this period of my life. Raise helpers for me. Ah, my Father. Raise helpers for me in this period of my life. Raise helpers for me.
Oh, Lord, my Father. Raise helpers for me, Lord.
Ah, raise helpers. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, my Father, raise helpers for me. Ah, my Father, my God, raise helpers for me. In the name of Jesus, raise helpers for me. In the name of Jesus, raise helpers for me. Ah, Lord, in this period of my life, I need helpers. Raise them, Lord, raise them. Raise them, Lord. God had to position a David. Ah, for Mephibosheth. God had to position a David for Mephibosheth. God had to position for the Jews in the land of Shuda. Ah, Esther and Mordecai. God position them. Lord, raise heaven up to me. In this season of my life,
in the name of Jesus,
raise helpers. Libra Ekabozute Kalaba. Ha! Cause me to meet my helpers. Oh Lord, raise my helpers for me. Let them not delay again. For vain is a help of man. Raise them, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Raise them for me, Lord. Ha! Men that will catapult me to my next level. In the name of Jesus, raise helpers for me. In Jesus' name we pray. The little girl that lived with Naaman was the helper that God positioned in his life
to remove that reproach.
Says, you don't know that as a prophet. If my Lord, my master, can go to the prophet in Israel. That was the connection that Naaman needed to get him healed. God will always position helpers. You are going to say, Lord, in this month of March, cause me to meet my helpers. I will not miss them. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to declare. I will not miss my helpers. I will not miss my help. In the name of Jesus.
The Bible says my help comes from the Lord.
I will not miss my helpers in the month of March. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Last prayer we pray is, say, oh Lord, help me. In this area of my life, you will mention it, be very specific. You need help in a particular area of your life. Pray that prayer, say, Lord, help me in this area of my life. Begin to pray that prayer with so much assurance. Oh Lord, help me in this area of my life. Help me, mention it. It will bring help. For pain is the help of man. You need God more than any other thing. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let help from only you that will bring an end to this reproach in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. Blessed be your name. Begin to give him glory and praise for answers to prayers. Father, we give you all the praise. Father, we give you all the glory. Magnify the name of the Lord. Give him glory and praise. Father, we thank you.
Blessed be your name.
Father. And when we come into your presence to call upon you, you are always there to answer us. Every prayer point we have raised tonight, we will place a seal of heaven upon them. We decree and declare them into physical manifestation of our celebration. Take all the glory and praise forever. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Just few minutes before we go, let me specially appreciate those who stood in both yesterday and today to ensure that there is no vacuum, or there was no vacuum. Yesterday morning, I have to dash out to Asaba for a special meeting with the governor of the state. We have 35 officers in camp. It was supposed to be a meeting we've been scheduling to have with His Excellency. And because of the problem of COVID-19, that has been postponed time and over again. And early this week, He agreed that they will meet with Khan. And in condition that those who will be in that meeting must not be more than five. Because of the fear of COVID-19. And so, the leadership of Khan in the state decided who should be the five persons out of 35. And I was choosing to be among the five to meet with him yesterday. Spent 1.5 hours with the governor. And I was so glad that I was privileged to be in that meeting because some frank talk we had with him and some questions we raised with him. I want to thank my brother who led the prayer this evening, Brother Solomon. Most of the prayer points he raised were divinely inspired because those were some of the revelation we had in our interaction with the governor yesterday. And this morning we have to meet with the enlarged ESCO to brief them the outcome of our meeting with the governor. So I want to thank our sister who took the Bible study yesterday in place of Dr. Israel Okoro, and then my assistant who led this morning, and Brother Solo. I really appreciate all of you. I want to thank the prayer band of our Savior's Chapel. I may not say it all the time, but I can tell you that you are the powerhouse of this church. Remove you, there will be no church here. And every time you come together to intercede and pray, heaven is listening. And I know you will not miss your reward in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to especially appreciate you, and I want to thank those of us who were part of this prayer today. When I came here and I saw how scanty the place looked, but scripture says we walk by faith and not by sight. But I thank God that you decided to be here to pray. Especially the focus of this month's prayer is not on ourselves, but on Nigeria, our nation. And I want to thank God that you were able to avail yourself to be part of those who will intercede and cry to God for this nation. The soul of Nigeria is at stake, I must tell you. Deep, deep insights we had in that interaction, because the governor told us, we will set politics aside. You are men of God. I will open up to you and let you know what is happening in this nation. That's what he told us yesterday morning. He said, I will open up. We will put politics aside. We were discussing frankly. And so much revelation came as a result of that discussion. He asked us questions. We fire him back. He will fire us. We fire him. There was no protocol this time around. And I tell you, we need to pray for this nation. Like the soul of Nigeria is at stake. It's not what we are seeing. It's beyond what we are seeing. And that is the more reason why we need to pray concertedly. And I want to thank you for being here. I will not say more than that. But on Sunday, I'm going to talk. Because we will complain when things happen. Hey, but we have been praying. Where are you now in the place of prayer? Where are the members of our Savior's Chapel? Where are the leaders in our Savior's Chapel? They are in their houses. They are at home, possibly because they don't want to fast. It's painful. If you are in Nigeria and you are aware of what this country is going through, and there is privilege to God, call on God, come bravely, and you are not here, then something is wrong. Something is fundamentally wrong. Why were that meeting? I was eager. I said, let's close on time. I need to be at home. I was driving like mad from Asaba this afternoon in order to join. And some of our people, they are in their homes. Leaders, they are in their homes. Comfortably, when it is time to pray, I feel ashamed. But we'll leave that for another day. But I want to commend you that you are here. And I am convinced in my spirit that we have talked to our Father and that indeed He has heard us. He will intervene. Nigeria will not remain like this forever. The Lord will show His power strong in this nation. There will be a revival. He will turn things around. All those wicked men who have contracted this nation to the powers of darkness, God is going to deal with them one by one and set this nation free again so that we be where we ought to be. That's right. I want to close. I want to appreciate you again. I can't thank you enough that you are able to stand in the gap. This morning before our meeting commenced, I was watching the program of the morning session on my phone. I want to thank you. I appreciate you here. My music director and your people, I appreciate all of you. The prayer band, you are my stay. When NEPA plant pole, they will put one rope to hold the pole so that the pole will not fall. That pole, that wire is called a stay. I can say in that the prayer band, you are my stay in this church. Without you, we have been in trouble. I will not say more than that, but want to close. Let's take our offering now. Choir, give us a song. Give us a song. And then we'll take our offering and we'll pray. And we'll close.
Thank you. Thank you. We have nothing to give you, only to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We have thank you, Jesus. Jesus, thank you. We have nothing to give you but to say thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Of the church will never be in vain. Having come to you in the morning and having returned back this evening to cry to you, we look forward to a positive response to every of our intercession for this nation in the name of Jesus Christ. We trust you, and at the end of it all, we shall have testimony to share. I dedicate these your children, men and women, boys and girls, who have stayed with you from morning till this night. I do pray, my Father, that the strength that may have gone out of us as a result of waiting, Lord, you will replenish in the name of Jesus Christ. You will honor your word in our mouths in the name of Jesus Christ. You will grant us our heart desires in the name of Jesus Christ. We will live life of testimony. The devil will not ask us where is your God, because we will have testimony to show that indeed you are by our side. Take all the glory and praise. Cover every man, every woman, every boy, every girl with the blood of Jesus. Your blood will continually speak for your people. We have given our offering tonight. We pray you will accept us and accept our offering. And you will refill and replenish us lavishly from your throne with resources that we yearn for in the name of Jesus Christ. We cover the offering with the blood of Jesus. The items we are breaking with tonight, I ask that your hand will rest upon them. They will not just be ordinary refreshment, it will be extraordinary refreshment that carries your unction to work miracles in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. And as we go from here, the glory, the blessing, the favor we have received in your presence, no devil will take them from us as we live in the name of Jesus. They will follow us to our respective homes, and your name will be glorified forever. Take all the praise, our Father. Your children will be used to officiate and to lead, both in the morning and in the evening. They will not miss their reward in the name of Jesus. Having found them worthy of use, O God, you will reward and you will bless them beyond measure in the name of Jesus. The prayer band who has been on this since on Monday till now, Lord, bless them beyond measure in the name of Jesus. Grant them grace to continue to be valuable instruments in your hand. And as they come to call upon you on behalf of the church, on behalf of the state, on behalf of our nation, their prayers will never fall to the ground in the name of Jesus. You will honor it at all times. Be magnified and exalted. For in Jesus' unfailing name we are praying. And as you take the refreshment and thereafter go from here, may the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance of righteousness and peace and be gracious unto you, even now and forevermore. I didn't hear your amen. God bless you.